here we are with our fifth episode of From the Back Deck at Harbor, our weekly series exploring Mountain Harbor Resort and Spa and the people behind Arkansas's leading laycation destination. We're once again joined by owner and president of the Tri-Pennant family of Mountain Harbor Resorts, Bill Barnes. So great to have you with us, as always. I hope you've been enjoying some great time out on the lake, and especially this once-in-a-lifetime event we just got past.
Well, good morning, Patrick. It is a great day. It is a post-eclipse day, and I actually, again, am on the back deck of my house right by the lodge, and you'll hear the birds in the background.
I was just going to say it's beautiful.
Well, that's planned sound experience is what it is. I'm learning that from you radio guys.
That's
no, the birds are just handy and they want to say hi. I am sitting on the back deck. It's a little soggy out here right now. We've had some more rain come through and we have lost our power. So the resort's out of power right now. There's a little bit of a hum in the background, and that is from a couple of our standby generators, because we have generator power for all of the main facilities should we be out of power for a while. We don't crank them up for much, well, for a little while, but in this case, we don't know what the power outage is, so we're on standby generator. But with that said, what a wonderful, wonderful post-eclipse Wednesday morning. You know, we had a wonderful weekend. You know, one of the managers just a little while ago said, well, Bill, what do you think? And I said, well, we didn't have the crowds that we expected by far. I mean, very, very few people compared with what we anticipated. But it was just a wonderful weekend. The people, we were almost full, had a great weekend business-wise. Marina was rocking and rolling. All of the rental party barges were out on Monday, which you never see this time of the year. So that was all just terrific. But the people were, Patrick, they were such a good, diverse crowd. I mean, we had folks from most of the eastern coastal states, had folks from the west, had North Dakota, South Dakota, Connecticut, let's see, closer to home, Louisiana. Had a bunch of Texas folks drive in at the last minute because they were overcast. It was just, had three girls from California that flew to Texas and then drove from Texas to here when they didn't see the eclipse in Texas. And it was just wonderful. I sat on the top deck of that houseboat and watched the whole thing. And the thought that kept crossing my mind was, what an inspirational, phenomenal display of God's work.
Goodness, yeah, I couldn't put it better myself.
Well, Patrick, we watched the moon eclipse the sun. I didn't see it, of course, but I knew of the other five planets aligning. I mean, it's breathtaking. It is beyond my intellectual comprehension as a mere human to think about all of this stuff happening at one time and to be part of it with such a wonderful crowd. I mean, people were mellow. They were smiling. They were happy. As the eclipse started, it was so interesting because there were folks gathered down on the launching ramp and gathered on the lower yard at the lodge and just all around. And it was almost like as the moon started eclipsing the sun, God turned the volume down on all these people because it just got quieter and quieter. And you could hear somebody talk or laugh and then quieter and then quieter. And then when we were in full eclipse, the birds had quit singing. You know, the night watchers came on. It was just magnificent. It was, I can't describe it. It was one of those once in a lifetime opportunities, and I'm glad I had a chance to do it.
Well, you know, you said you can't describe it. I thought you did a very, very nice job. It was more magnificent than I could have imagined. Bill, look forward to speaking with you again next week.